Houthi rocket armed forces have been engaged in fierce clashes with the Takfiri ISIL terrorists throughout the country. However, reports say the insurgents' advances have been slowed down since the Iraqi military and volunteer forces have been engaged with the militants on several fronts. Well, to get the latest developments in the violence-hit country, Shukufe Ranjbar joins us right now.
Thank you, Kaveh. Now, as usual, we begin the ground developments in Iraq with the central province of Salahuddin and its capital city, Tikrit. Now, army forces have managed to take control of Awayanat region, located south of Tikrit. Scores of militants have been killed in the army offensive there. Also in the same province, 46 Indian nurses had been held captive by ISIL militants in the hospital and have been moved to another location in northern city of Mosul. Insurgents have reportedly taken the nurses to treat the forces there. Now, in the eastern Diyala province, army has flushed out militants from Shahani region and cleared the place completely. The operation has left over a dozen terrorists killed. Government forces have also pushed out Takfiris out of Sheban villages near Mansouria. The eastern province has been seen of fierce battles between army forces and ISIL militants. Iraqi troops have been successful in cleansing the province of a larger number of militants so far. Meanwhile, in the southern border, Saudi Arabia has deployed 30,000 soldiers in its border with Iraq amid ISIL militants' looming threat. Saudi media say Iraqi forces have abandoned the position there, but Baghdad has denied claims of withdrawal from the southern borders. Iraq military spokesperson General Qasim Atta al-Musawi called the news a bogus and transmitted by hostile mass media to damage the morale of Iraqi citizens. Iraq shares 800-kilometer border with the Arab Kingdom. Saudi Arabia has been a major supporter of the insurgency in Syria, which later spread to neighboring Iraq. Meanwhile, the leader of semi-autonomous Kurdistan region says the Kurdish Peshmerga forces will not withdraw from Kirkuk. Masoud Barzani said Kurdistan has warned Baghdad of the ISIL threat 6 months ago, but the Iraqi government ignored it. Barzani also urged the local parliament to set a date for a referendum on independence from Iraq. Earlier, Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki had rejected the move, calling it unconstitutional. Maliki had also warned KRG that his attempts to hold an independence vote harbors negative consequences for them. In another development, ISIL insurgents have released some 30 Turkish truck drivers they kidnapped in the country last month. Turkish media say the drivers are now heading to Iraq's northern Kurdistan region. The terrorist group had seized them in the northern Iraqi city of Mosul on June the 9th. A few days later, the militants abducted nearly 50 people from the Turkish consulate, including the head of the mission there. Now, this was the summary of the latest in Iraq. We will provide you with the latest news as we get updates. Kaveh?
Thank you very much for that. That's Shukufe there. And updates are happening since the situation is very fluid on the ground. We do ask you to always remain with Press TV, especially our website, otherw.presstv.com.